You've landed Inside Launch Street, the Business Innovation Podcast, where we interview top innovators out there shaking things up so you can innovate, differentiate, and get further faster. Since you're here, we know you're the type of person that recognizes the importance of unlocking your innovation advantage so you can compete and win. And now, your host, the person that has worked with leading companies like Disney, Procter & Gamble, Arrow Electronics, the U.S. Army Research Labs, and Red Robin on upping their innovation advantage, Tamara Gontor.
Hey everyone, Tamara here. So good to be with you all again. Before we dive into this lightning fast but power-packed podcast this week of the three keys to your success, give you a little hint, they all start with the letter I want to make sure that you are running, not walking, to sign up for our free innovation workshop that starts September 15th. In this workshop, there are four videos that will be delivered directly to your inbox and one live webinar on Sunday, which I believe, oh my gosh, where is my calendar? Sunday the 20th. Hopefully I got that date right, but it's Sunday. Sign up. There is so much goodness in this. We talk about unlocking your everyday innovator style. We talk about the two steps to making sure that your everyday innovator style shines. We talk about jumping the curve, about communicating to influence and get buy-in for your ideas. We talk about your innovation journey and how to make sure you are taking the steps and building on your wins. Plus, we're going to open up the Everyday Innovators Tribe to new members at the very end. So everything builds on each other. It is a phenomenal workshop. You will get so much value out of it. I just finished kind of recording all the videos, and I'm so excited with the content that we're delivering. Is it over content? Is it too much? Maybe, but I want to give you the best, and I want you to be able to take action out of everything that you engage with us on. So run, don't walk, go sign up. Okay, let's get into the three keys to your success. Are you ready to dig in? Because I am. All right, here are the three keys. And I'll give you another hint. This is how we structured our innovation workshop. So you know it's going to be good. All right, here's what I've discovered over time. There really, truly are three keys to your success. Three things that if you focus on bringing these to life, will ensure that you go further, faster, and hit your goals. Let me tell you what they are, high level, and then I'm going to dig into each of them. Number one is innovation. Number two is influence. And number three is impact. The three I's. All of them are critically important. And you know, the reason I'm bringing this up and probably sound a little passionate about it today is I'm constantly asked, Tamara, what are the keys to being an innovator and leader? Tamara, how do you become such a strong innovator? How do you become such a solid leader? Well, here they are. It's really quite simple when you break it down. Innovation, influence, impact. Let's break all three down. Innovation. Well, that's about thinking differently. Let me give you the definition we use here at Launch Street. I know you've heard it before if you listen to our podcast, but it is our rally cry. It is our springboard for everything we do. It is empowering and accessible to all. Our definition of innovation is this: thinking differently about what's right in front of you to create an advantage. I'm sure you can see how that helps you be an innovator and to innovate. Here's what innovation is about. This is about generating a wealth of ideas and solutions. It is about solving your stickiest challenges with a new lens, a different perspective, a new approach. It's about unearthing those opportunities that are, guess what, probably hiding in plain sight. They usually are. We just need an innovation lens to actually see them. Generating a wealth of ideas, solving problems, going after opportunities. That's what innovation is all about. It is the front end of all of this. And if we can do that, we can be incredibly strong innovators. Imagine for a second, if you were strong in the first I, innovation, if you were the one figuring out those breakthrough solutions to your sticky challenges. If you were the one who found opportunity and innovation in chaos and change, if you were the one that turned uncertainty into opportunity, that's what innovation, that's what the first of the three is all about. Here's how I like to think of it. Let me visualize this for a moment. Do not close your eyes if you are in the car. If you're sitting at your desk, close your eyes for a minute. I want you to visualize a massive brick wall. And that wall is your challenges, your work, your tasks, your responsibilities, your overwhelm, your frustration, your fears. It's all of that. And it's all wrapped up in this massive brick wall. Most of the time, what do? We try to get over the brick wall. And normally we get a little bruised up, hit our heads against it. So what do? We back up and we try harder, doing the same thing, just with a little bit more effort. So we run towards that wall, we try to leap over it, and same thing, we get bruised and battered. Then we try again, and this time we go even further back, so we get a bigger running start. So we're doing the exact same thing we always did, but again, white knuckling it, doubling down, and we run and we run and we run towards that brick wall. And maybe if we're lucky, we grab the edge of it at the top for a second, and we have a moment of, oh, I'm getting over the brick wall. But what happens? We slide right back down, battered and bruised again. Innovation is about a new approach to that brick wall. It's about going under the wall, around the wall, removing the brick wall, making the brick wall your greatest opportunity. It's about maybe removing one brick at a time until there's no brick wall. When I think about innovation, that's the visualization, that's the visual in my head that comes to mind. So I'm sure you can see how important the first I of the three keys to success is innovation. Approaching that brick wall differently, solving sticky challenges, unearthing new opportunities, thinking differently, generating a wealth of ideas. All right, the second one is influence. What do I mean by that? Oh, I mean so much. And this is, I think, the other part of innovation that we don't talk enough about. So first, right, the first of the three keys is innovation. And that's all about creating those solutions and those ideas, right, and those opportunities. Influence is about communicating those ideas to get buy-in from others, to influence others, to bring others along for the journey. It is about including others in innovation so they innovate with you. Ideas and solutions and innovation are great. But if you can't get buy-in, if you can't communicate in a way that gets others to stand up and listen, really pay attention, you'll find that a lot of your efforts fall short. And that's why influence is the second I in these three keys to success. Influence. It's not just about convincing others, but it's about truly getting them on board for the journey, about igniting innovation in them too. It's about influencing their behaviors, their habits, their ability to innovate. It's about getting buy-in for those ideas so that you get traction, you get momentum, you get other people on board with your thinking. It is such a critical part. And, you know, I'd say that this is the part where, just to call it what it is, we often get lazy. We think that the ideas, the part in innovation that we created, will stand on its own merit. If we create a beautiful presentation, that'll do the work for us. I think, after years of experience, you and I both know that's just not how it works. We've got to work on our communication, our influence. This is why in the Everyday Innovators Tribe, we have so many tools and spend so much time working on not just the innovation side, but the influence side as well, because they're two sides to the coin. They have to go hand in hand. If you truly want to reach your goals, if you truly want to be a strong innovator and leader, you need innovation and you need influence. That leads me to my third I, the third key to success, which is impact. Impact is about value. Impact is about being an indispensable member. Impact is about your solutions making a difference in other people, in their lives, on the bottom line, in your leadership team, in your customers. It's about being the person that's ripple effect can feel out across your world, whether that's a small team, a large team, your community, the board that you serve on, whatever it is. That's what impact is all about. And I think, you know it when you see it. and you know that person. We know the person that makes impact. We feel their impact. Their value is so high. Here's the other thing I found about impact. When we elevate our own impact, we elevate our value, right? We elevate the worth of our contributions. And the side benefit of that is we tend to raise everybody else around us as well, because they feel the impact of our work positively. How amazing is that? Innovation, influence, and impact. I'm going to give you three quick examples, one in each, of people in our tribe who I am just, oh my gosh, I am so proud of them. They have worked so hard to elevate their game and be that everyday innovator. They've elevated their innovation, their influence, and their impact, all of them. So the first person I just want to tell you about is Patty. Patty's phenomenal. Patty works in the IT business around IT and infrastructure and logistics, basically. And one of the things that Patty did is she solved one of their company's biggest challenges. They had a real challenge trying to figure out how, when they have a new customer, they've got a huge onboarding program that they have to do, right? To get them ramped up with the new software, the new system, all of it. And the challenge they were having is gathering best practices and case studies and processes from other clients who are using their software successfully and bringing it to new clients. So there were like all these steps that were happening and things were getting lost along the way. And it wasn't being clearly articulated. And it actually made what felt like made the onboarding process longer, not shorter. And in one of our innovation jam sessions, Patty kind of spoke up and said, oh my gosh, I have an aha moment. Instead of trying to gather these best practices and having all this stuff lost along this like game of telephone we're playing, what if I connected new clients with current clients who have similar businesses or similar systems, and they can share best practices directly and ask questions directly? We can spotlight the clients we already have. Brilliant. That to me, when I visualize it, that's taking that brick wall that she kept running up against and it wasn't working and simply going around it. Dusting herself off, standing up, and just walking around that brick wall. Patty's aha and that sticky challenge that she solved is a great example of that one key of innovation. Thinking differently about what's right in front of you to create an advantage. All right, the second one I want to highlight, her name is Mia. And Mia is amazing. She works with clients to bring them marketing and brand strategy and brand influencers. And one of the things that she has done brilliantly during joining the tribe, and I would say she was good at this before too, but we've given her some tools to really dial it up, is she has helped her clients think differently. She has become an incredible influencer of their thinking. So she's taking the tools that we provide to her and she's now using them with her clients. So we have this whole thing around in control versus out of control in the space in the middle, funny enough, called the space of influence. And in the space of influence between things that are in control and out of control, there's incredible room for opportunity. Now, I'm not going to go into the details of all this in this podcast. That's for our members and for our conversations. But here's what I want you to know. Mia took this exercise and she did it with her clients. And they were so impressed. They told her to go away and do more and do it bigger. How cool is that? Because she took her ability to innovate and actually created influence in how she communicated and how she elevated everybody, how she influenced them to ignite more innovation. And believe me, not only were the ideas flowing, but the buy-in for ideas was flowing. All right, the third one I want to talk to you about is Paul. Now, Paul, the story I want to share to me is all about impact. And that is, Paul's on a board with a group of people who are stuck in an old way of thinking. Or have been. And they're in an industry that hasn't seen change in a long time. So Paul's been coming in and really bringing, here's what Paul brought, just to sum it up. He brought a whole new way of approaching change and growth and how they deliver their service to their community, their community-based organization. He has created so much impact because not only has he gotten this group of board members to think totally differently and influence them and how they're approaching all this, his impact of his work can be seen across the organization. People know Paul. They see him as an indispensable member because of all that he brings. All right. Those were very quick highlights of Patty, Mia, and Paul, but I'm just so proud of each of them. Their work, their contribution, they have been so intentional. Funny, it's kind of the day of iWords. They have been so intentional about innovation, about influence, and about impact. And because of that, they have really stepped up and into being strong innovators and leaders their team and their clients, the world needs right now. That's what I want for you. I want innovation. I want influence. I want impact. It's that simple, everyone. Those are the three keys to your success. So how about we unlock those keys by joining me in the workshop? It's free. It's a four-part series plus a webinar. You're going to want a whole new notebook to take notes. I promise you, there'll be so many insights and ahas. All right. Those are the three keys. Enjoy your day tomorrow. Out.
Thanks for hanging with us on Inside Launch Street. If you know someone that is truly ready to unlock their innovation advantage, have them join you on Launch Street. Discover your innovation advantage. Build a team of high-performing innovators and ignite ideas and solutions that create massive impact. GOTO, LaunchStreet.com. Remember, innovators, if you don't take the leap, somebody else will.